the Timmy Little Foundation started out in 2006 after my father, Timmy Little, had a kidney transplant, and the aim of the foundation was to then try to improve renal health across regional and remote Aboriginal communities. Basically, the scholarship's following on with that desire. So now that I'm living in Western New South Wales, I had a meeting recently with a couple of renal doctors at Dubbo Hospital who asked if we might be able to assist with helping them to get more Aboriginal health workers to learn how to set up dialysis, especially since it's needed out here in central and northern New South Wales. At the moment, we've only got a couple of Aboriginal health workers who can do dialysis, and that's not enough for the rate of the problems of kidney failure and kidney diseases out this way.
It would make such a difference, wouldn't it, to have Aboriginal health workers being the ones that are there supporting the people that do have to go through that really difficult process of the dialysis?
Oh, setting people up for dialysis is not an easy thing at all. And particularly out this way, you know, people talk about health in remote areas and they immediately think of Northern Territory or something. But at the foundation, we're concerned with renal health in regional areas as well. Kidney Health Australia, the foundation that's already been set up, they produced a report that came out in May this year, and it found that New South Wales has the highest rate of adults living with signs of chronic kidney disease in Australia. Almost 20% of the New South Wales adults living in New South Wales have signs of chronic kidney disease. And of course, the Indigenous kidney health is in a critical situation, so it's even worse. Something like 59,000 Aboriginal people living with signs of chronic kidney disease. That makes it a lot more critical. So we need to be thinking of ways in which we can deal with that, particularly now since we know that New South Wales is the highest place for kidney failure and kidney-related diseases. And the doctors here at Dubbo Hospital, if people know anything about the area out here, well, Dubbo Hospital, the doctors here, they travel out to locations which are like 300 and 400 kilometres away from the hospital to remote communities. People talk about remote communities, but if, you know, you look at places like Queensland and New South Wales, South Australia and West Australia, there is remote. Try driving to Broken Hill back, you know. It's very remote in these areas and the facilities are not available. So if you're a patient that you're on dialysis and you need to travel 300 kilometres so that you can get dialysis and you've got to do it two or three times a week, you're just not going to go. You know what I mean? You're just not going to do it because it's just, you know, it's too hard to travel. I don't know anybody who'd want to travel that amount of distance, you know, just to go and get in dialysis every week. You've got responsibilities at home, you've got family. Also, sometimes you're just too sick, you're too tired. We really need to be getting the Indigenous nurses out there doing dialysis wherever they can set them up and have more facilities available in regional New South Wales. You know, recently the Timmy Little Foundation was involved with the setting up a cancer centre at Dubbo Hospital because even out this way, people were travelling having to get chemotherapy and radiation. A lot of people would have to travel even further and have to go to Sydney. And just people don't, they just don't do it. And if you look at the statistics in terms of people dying of cancer and out this way in the central western New South Wales, even non-Indigenous people were dying 8 years younger of cancer than non-Indigenous people who lived east of the Great Dividing Range. And it was even worse, of course, with Aboriginal people. People just sort of say, look, you know, I'm on country now. You know, I don't want to spend the last few years of my life having this miserable thing of having to travel to the city all the time and be away from family and being away from my support networks so that I can spend several hours sitting around a hospital getting treatment. So we've established that now. We've been able to put up a campaign and there's been a promise by the federal and the state members out here with Mark Colton that we now have been promised, and we got signatures of 46,000 people out in the Central West to push for this cancer centre set up at Dubbo Hospital, and a promise of $55 million, Kylie. So, you know, that's one victory we've had. So that's in the process. Now the time is to try and deal with the issues of kidney failure and kidney disease here with the foundation to be set up out this way. So that's because it brings it back to what the original sentiments were in terms of Jimmy Little having kidney failure. He had, his heart was in it. It was personal for him. And so let's just get back on board and try and encourage more people to take awareness in kidney failure in Indigenous communities.
So can you tell us about the scholarship that's at the Charles Sturt University and how do people go about applying for it?
We chose the Charles Sturt University because it is the university that is based in regional New South Wales. And the idea was to then, of course, attract Indigenous students to do nursing in regional New South Wales instead of just running off to the cities all the time. The conditions of that grant is, of course, the first preference is you need to be an Indigenous student who is studying nursing. Our second preference is for the applicant to be someone who does live in regional New South Wales or someone who intends to continue to work in the greater western region. And thirdly, our preference is for someone who is able to demonstrate that they have a long-term commitment to working within kidney health. The scholarship is for the amount of $5,000, which is to pay for the accommodation, which means that if you're someone who enrolls in nursing, you'll get an Aboriginal study grant or, you know, scholarship. But what the Jimmy Little Foundation provides is an additional $5,000 to assist you with your accommodation. So that lightens the load a lot. Carly, what would we do without nurses? How would any of us survive without nurses? And the fact that we can try and get more Indigenous people studying nursing to be able to administer dialysis and deal with kidney health, the better off we'll all be.